But first, we thought we would welcome into the studio an old friend of the program. He is our sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
Good morning, Jake. How are you? Good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes,
oh, I see you've got a cup of Joe there. I'll let you take your traditional sip of coffee.
Love slurping on Joe. Oh, this is feels so good.
Dr. Maxwell.
Yes,
we wanted to have you in studio to talk about something George just talked about, forgetfulness, and we wanted you to discuss the psychology of forgetting things.
You know, it's so interesting that you asked me about this, because I just heard this on a radio program in your green room.
That was our program.
That was our. That was
oh,
us.
It was. Okay, good, yes.
Did yes. you hear me, George, talking about it?
What?
Didn't you hear me talking about it?
Yes, I heard you talking about it. You had like a hiccup in there or something.
Well, I was
you
just
said,
saying
George.
My name. Right.
Instead of George, your name, you said George.
Right, that's what I said.
You know, forgetfulness is something that we all have to deal with in our increasingly busy lives. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to think, I don't want you to be too scared right now, George.
Okay.
Because, you know, this is just one symptom. Now, if there's a collection of symptoms and you have you sort of more incidents than this. If
what?
You have more incidents than this.
Oh, more incidents?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then you may start becoming worried. And I brought you a little gift here, okay?
Okay.
This is a Carlton Maxwell Daily Planner.
Oh,
I actually
that.
Sell these on my
really
website.
Sharp. Yeah.
It's a $69 value.
Uh-huh.
And it's a daily planner. You can see it's full of my artwork and my poetry inspirational quotes for me. Like, here's an inspirational quote by me in the calendar. It says, quote, it's the fall. It's time when more than just colors come out. Isn't that nice?
Wonder if there's a hidden meaning or...
No. And, you know, but this will help you. And
okay.
It will help you remember
Thank
things.
You.
Because as I said, the mind works in mysterious ways. I mean, we don't know exactly how the mind works. We don't
right.
know why some people are born straight and others are born gay, for example. or why some people are born heterosexual and others are born homosexual.
Yeah, I think we understand
thing.
That.
Yeah,
we don't understand
yeah.
the
yeah.
mind very well.
Interesting
well, thank you,
example.
Next, well, it's really nice.
I also brought some beaks for you, Jim.
Oh, you got some books that might help.
Maybe one of these books will help you.
He loves
yes,
books. He's got a box
whole
of books.
Box full of books. And I normally don't like boxes, but
is there a
carry bags. But,
is there a difference between carrying a box of books and, say, a bag of books?
Yes, I do prefer. There's an abysmal difference between those
a what?
Two. An abysmal difference.
I didn't get that word.
It's appreciable.
Appreciable. Yes, yeah, it's between the two, you know. I don't like handling boxes.
Right.
You know, it makes your fingers all feel
yeah.
weird and
I
stuff like that.
I would have
so
guessed
I
that, yeah.
I enjoy, you know, carrying, like, sacks. I like
yes,
sacks.
I would have guessed
Love
that.
Love the sack. Okay, so right here, George, here's one for you. It's called The Art of Forgetting How to Get Away with Anything by Ronald Reagan, one of your heroes.
Oh.
This is wonderful.
That's
here's
really
one
accurate.
That's hot off the presses. This is just a local title, okay?
Okay.
It's called Why We Hate George Dunham, A Story of Betrayal by the Salesmanship Club.
Gosh, they've already got a book out of
wow.
it.
Forward by Troy Aikman.
Oh, dear.
Nice. It's very
no.
nice.
George,
here.
Don't read that book.
I can't.
Here's one. This is called You're Next, George Dunham by Glenn Campbell. It's.
What?
It's,
good. How did like he write that?
Well, he had.
Wrote a long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, this is written in the 60s. It's just a reissue.
That's too soon.
Yeah, it's no, it's about you and your
out.
Musical career.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so something
great.
Big
yeah.
maybe about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
And
right.
then we have this. This is kind of a speech related book.
Mm-hmm. A what?
It's speech related book. It's called I Forgot How Many Timeouts We Had in the Championship Game by Chris Webber. He explains how he didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, that's right.
That's
yeah.
a famous
and forward
one,
by
yeah.
Ray Jackson.
Oh,
yes.
Fab
Somehow
five
he was able
book.
To stretch this into 700 words, 700 pages.
Wow.
So, yes.
You should read that, George. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
You should.
That
you should read
national
that.
National championship
you know?
On
yes.
the line there.
With all that's going on in culture right now, it's important to remember oh. we shall not forget.
Yeah, I was
going
to ask you your thoughts on the whole Charlottesville thing.
Craig, I don't know if I should be talking about that. There's a few things I won't touch, okay? Mm-hmm. Race relations, female genitalia. There's a lot of things.
What was the second one?
I don't think that I should get into, but...
What was the second one?
It was race relations, I think. But about pulling down statues. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that what we should look at, and now I firmly believe that we should erect more men who contributed to culture progressing, as opposed to people who may be representative of slavery or something like that.
Erect more statues.
Yes, more statues. There's a whole rainbow of options out there for people, you know, that we should erect statues of.
You're such a Tobias.
For example, you guys used to work right next to Lee Park. And they're talking about pulling down the statue of Robert E. Lee down there in the Oak Lawn area and erect another statue. As a matter of fact, I've attended many statue raisings.
Have you?
And yes, and I would serve as MC to this one if they wanted me to do this.
Okay.
I've witnessed many erections in Oak Lawn.
What? Of statues.
Yes, of various statues.
Yes.
Stay on the subject, guys, okay?
Yes.
You keep wandering. Your mind keeps wandering. I don't know what's happening here.
You know, Dr. Maxwell, I don't know if I should ask you about this, but you didn't have to. You have your own day planner, and you left it open.
Here, $69 value.
Yeah, during the last commercial break, I wandered by it, and you had left it open. Uh-huh. And in 2 weeks, I noticed that you had... You had an appointment written down that you were going to a NAMBLA convention. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Are you a member of that?
A member in good standing, bitch!
Oh, my God.
Well, you just admitted it.
Well, there you did.
I'm afraid I'm upset.
All right, there he goes, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.